Hi, this is Mighty John Marshall with This Day in Rock and Roll History on Downtown with Rich Kimball. On this day, July 21st, 2019, a 1957 Gibson Les Paul gold-top guitar, once owned by Duane Allman and played on the classic Derek and the Dominoes song Layla, sells at auction for $1.25 million. Heritage Auctions also sold Graham Nash's 1969 Martin D45 he played with Crosby, Stills, and Nash at Woodstock, as well as instruments that once belonged to Johnny Cash, Stephen Stills, and Bo Diddley. On this day of 2005, British R&B artist Long John Baldry dies after battling a chest infection for 4 months. He was 64. Baldry was one of the founding fathers of British rock and roll in the 60s. Eric Clapton has stated many times that he was inspired to pick up a guitar after seeing Baldry perform. On this day in 1990, BBC's Radio 1 apologizes to listeners after Madonna repeatedly cursed during a live concert broadcast. Also on this day in 1990, Pink Floyd's Roger Waters got a little help from his friends. Joni Mitchell, Bryan Adams, The Scorpions, Cyndi Lauper, Van Morrison, Sinead O'Connor, the band, and others for a live performance of Pink Floyd's The Wall. The event was held on the west side of the Berlin Wall and helped raise money for disaster relief. On this day in 1973, while Billboard listed at number 4, Cashbox magazine said that Three Dog Night's version of Shambhala was the hottest-selling single in the country. A simultaneous release by B.W. Stevenson was also a hit on the country charts. And on this day, July 21st, 1973, the number one song on Billboard was inspired by a tough guy that the singer had met in the Army. Who was the singer? And what's the hit inspired by this tough Army guy? The answer's right after this.
Dunnett Incorporated is a family-owned business that's been serving the people of Central Maine since 1948, offering the best in appliances and mattresses from brands you know and trust, and they service what they sell. If you've had the experience of buying an appliance and finding that service means waiting on hold on a helpline, discover the Dunnett difference from pros who know what they're doing and are here to help. Visit them at 63 Washington Street, Penobscot Plaza in Bangor. Check out the website at DunnettInc.com or give them a call at 947-4572. Dunnett has done it again.
On the stage, July 21st, 1973, the number one song on Billboard's Hot 100 was inspired by a tough guy that Jim Croce met in the Army a few years earlier. That would be Bad, Bad Leroy Brown. Thank you.